This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nice time to be in touch with what's going on in the world. Doug Steffen here with the smartest lady on the radio. How's that, Jay? Pretty good, huh? She's the smartest lady. Are you really? That's good. You should be flattered.
The brain doesn't always want to work with my mouth for words because words are hard sometimes, especially after COVID brain.
Right.
But
well,
I appreciate it.
One of the things that's very interesting about what goes on in the brain, there's an old expression. Make sure you put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion, which is something that doing this for a living, for decades and decades and decades, I've found that once in a while that doesn't work, whether it's the COVID thing or just because you're tired of talking or you talk so much. People say to me, don't you get tired of talking? And the answer is that, no, I don't get tired of talking because there's so many interesting things, so much interesting stuff to talk about. But does my mind always work well? Is it top of its game every day? No, not at all. But, you know, there's no perfection anywhere. As we've noted in the last month or so, as we've made the transition from one network to another, I'd like to think, not that there is, that there's perfection, but that there's consistency, and that's kind of what we've always stood for in this program. It's consistently looking, Louis Armstrong is saying, from Monty Python, always look on the bright, man, this voice, the bright side of the road, remember? Do you know that song?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Maybe James can find that. We'll play a bit and piece of it. Okay, let's go to Buchholz High School in Gainesville, Florida, for a good story. It's the home of a math team that has won 14 of the last 15 national math championships. So, and this includes the 2022 competition that was just held a week or so ago. The school ranks first in mathematics. It's actually only 66th among schools all over the state and not even in the top 1,000 in the United States as a whole. Talking about everything, English, history, science, they're not that good. But when it comes to math, they're at the top of the list. So why is that? Well, a fellow who used to work on Wall Street named Will Frazier is given the credit. The winning streak started when Mr. Frazier got bored. He had retired from Wall Street, moved to Florida, and he took a job at the high school coaching golf.
Oh, wow.
And then he was asked by the principal, because they knew his background, we need a math substitute teacher. Would you be able to do that? He said, yeah, I'd love to do that. And from that math sub job, he formed the math club. And from that, he formed the math team. And as they say, the rest is history. So he applied his experience with finance to his lessons in class, and the students became fascinated. Imagine a class fascinated with numbers and mathematics. And it was what he was able to instill in them, not so much what the ABCs of it or the 5 and 5 is 10 stuff, but why and why it makes sense. And can math be fun? He made it. The students say he made math fun. I don't remember math being fun when I was being taught math. Do you? I don't remember.
No, math was not my strong suit.
The things that he knew from Wall Street to get people to understand how math works, the practical side of math, how you make money using math. And so he got them interested in it enough so they got really good at it, and they won all these championships. So good for him. That's a frank What did I say his name? Buckholz. Yeah. Good for him.
That's great.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay, Disney in the news today. The usual Disney. Bunga bunga. You're going to help me with this. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. You know.
Like, oh, it's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Cinderella's Godmother.
Oh, it's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
I got it. Okay.
Yes. And
saying Bibbidi Bobbidi Bye Bye. What?
Well, the boutique is still going to be there, but the workers there were always fairy godmothers in training. And the kids come in and they get these fairy princess, not fairy princess, but the Disney princess makeovers and all of this stuff. Well, because they want to be more inclusive, they're doing away with the fairy godmothers in training. And instead, with fairy godmothers, as in just S at the end, as in plural, they're changing it to fairy godmothers, apostrophe S, apprentice. So these employees are now the apprentices rather than fairy godmothers in training. They are the fairy godmothers, like the OG, her apprentice.
Why is this important?
Yeah.
Because of Disney. Anything that has Disney attached to it automatically becomes important.
Yeah, Disney's a business, and if they feel like they don't mind making people mad and they want to be inclusive, they're kind of like, we're going to do what we want to do and no apologies given.
Mm-hmm. Is this necessary? In today's world, do you have to do this sort of thing to be accepted?
I am all for inclusivity, but I don't understand why if somebody does, for like the binary and non-binary, if somebody is non-binary and they do not identify as a male or a female and they are the they and all of that stuff, I don't see a problem with acknowledging them as such. But why are we also doing away with, like, I'm a female, I go by she, her pronouns, so why do I have to not go by those? It's like with this whole thing of inclusivity, we're starting to exclude others, too. It's just let people be who they want to be. There's way too much being read into this.
It really is. There's way too much read into all kinds of things, like the monkeypox stuff and how we're getting all wrapped up about something that really isn't a problem. When there isn't a problem and yet people create a problem, you can see that. I was interested in reading the story. You know, I talk a lot on the air about weight loss and the product that I endorse, Calitrin. I've been fortunate in my life. I've never really been overweight. I've had a few extra pounds here and there that I shake off most of the time in the summertime. But I acknowledge that the reason I have a couple of extra pounds is because I like ice cream and cake and cookies. And I eat them at the wrong time of the day. So,
what's the right time of the day? No, genuine question.
Anytime
not being facetious.
Is the right time of day. Well, you know, did your mother let you eat ice cream and cookies and cake for breakfast? Probably not, right?
Have you never had a croissant or a donut? It's the same
thing. Well, it's the same thing. Yeah, exactly. And do you put ice cream on it? It doesn't seem proper to have ice cream on a croissant that's warm, but yum. Put a little jelly on it. Ice cream.
Come on, go for it.
Right, let's go.
A jelly-filled
right?
donut, or a custard,
now.
Or a cream-filled donut. It's all the same thing. It's just not frozen.
Right. Well, anyway, so we put on our clothes and they don't fit. So we put on a few pounds, and now we want to get rid of a few pounds. And so, I decided I'm going to eat some more. And so here's the story of a woman who weighed 200 pounds. She tried every diet that came along. She failed. She couldn't lose the weight. So she opted for a gastric bypass. She said there was nothing left in the toolbox. So with the gastric bypass operation, she lost 200 pounds. And she said she felt better. But then she gained 70 pounds. See, this is what I talk about with Calitrin. This is not an ad for Calitrin, but it kind of plays into that wheelhouse of conversation. So over the next 8 years, after she lost the weight with the surgery back in 2011 or 2012, so she gains back 70 pounds. And now she says, I'm trying to do whatever I can to lose the weight. And I've gone into, she went into hibernation for a while. She was afraid. She's not a stupid person by any stretch of the imagination, but she said she found it almost impossible to lose substantial weight and keep it off. And that's the real failing of all of these. And again, this is not an ad for Calitrin, although it sounds like it. It's the focus on this article is in USA Today today. If you look for I like the general tone that USA Today presents. It's not political. They have things that are good that affect our lives as well as knowing what's going on. So I think that I pick and choose things from there. And I saw this and I thought, wow, what a great lesson to underscore many of the things that I've talked about with regard to weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, though, the focus of this article isn't fighting obesity, it's accepting it, which I find problematic. Because obesity increases your chances of getting heart disease. Just ask Ken Kronhaus, the cardiologist here on the Good Day program. Asthma, hypertension, arthritis, cancer. So,
well, it also goes into to say why people are obese as well, because some people, it is because they just eat a bunch of junk and they have a very sedentary lifestyle. Others, there are thyroid issues. There are legitimate chemistry makeup where some foods just don't work with your body. It might cause additional inflammation or bloating, but there's not necessarily high cholesterol or clogged arteries or risk of diabetes with it. So if you are a healthy person and overweight, I think that's where it comes from, accepting it, because that might just be your body's makeup. You might be bigger bone, but it is a sedentary lifestyle.
But I don't go along with it
junk,
being normal.
And that's a different that's a different conversation.
The reason I underscored it is because I don't go along with it being normal now. Although they're trying to make it normal to be
body
obese.
Positivity.
It's awful. The people and their weight, it's terrible. What's going on in our country, and something we need to think a lot about. 18 past the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Don't forget about our daily download, the podcast of various things that are part and parcel of our daily program. You can check it out, or better yet, you can listen. I guess checking out listening are the same thing at DougStephan.com.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools.
It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
If you're feeding cattle, whether you have dairy cattle or whether it's beef cattle, or you're feeding pigs or you're feeding lambs or you're feeding sheep or you're feeding whomever, a commercial fertilizer and commercial grain are full of microplastics. How did we get here? How is there that there's so much of this stuff in our everyday life?
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jeopardy has made the final decision on who the permanent host will be. We'll have that exciting information for you right after this excitement.
Campus Union Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Okay, so Jay, this is what's going on. The solution to the problem that seems like the problem of the ages. Alex Trebek, damn him, he left us.
So tragic.
I know. So now, the question of which host, I've never pronounced your name right.
Maim Bialik.
Yeah, him, her, or him, Ken Jennings. So here's what they're going to do. Both of them will continue to host the program. The nightly.
So, no news.
No news, right. The two hosts continue. They will split the duties as follows. Ken is going to do the daytime sort of, or nighttime, whatever, the syndicated version. Then there is going to be on ABC Celebrity Jeopardy. and a regular nighttime Jeopardy. So there's going to be primetime Jeopardy, celebrity Jeopardy, and daytime Jeopardy. Daytime Jeopardy, Ken's doing. Nighttime Jeopardy, Maim is going to do. And that's the story right there. She's also going to do Call Me Cat, that sitcom that she's been in. This is the second season of that, right? And she gets, you know,
it's a cute show. I haven't seen it yet, but there was something I was watching that came on after it, so I'd always catch the very tail end. And they do this cute thing where she said, like, they say the last line and break the fourth wall, and then they go into this little dance kind of number. I
think she's running a.
It looks cute.
She's running a little diner, it looks like. I've seen a couple of
It looks like a cat cafe or something.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think. I haven't seen it, but I'm interested. It looks
she's talented. I just like her. That's it. I think she's smart, and she's sort of running against, you know, she says, I'm going to dress. People say, I'm going to dress like an old lady. I dress the way I want to dress. Thanks very much.
She looks fantastic.
Good for her. Right. Speaking of people looking well, Lori Loughlin makes her first television appearance since the you-know-what. Full House alum is now a guest on KTLA's Lead with Love 3 telethon. That's kind of a step down. Anyway, they're trying to make money for Project Angel Food in L.A.
That's what she was working with, and this was the volunteer work she had to do when she was in trouble. And after she served her 100 hours of community service, she continues to work with them and talks about how they're an actual family, and they mean what they say and trying to help the community.
28 past the hour.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice. But passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Elk Fire near California's Yosemite National Park in the center of the state forced thousands more people to evacuate on Monday. Emmanuel Chavez is with CAL FIRE.
The challenges out there are terrain, like you mentioned, but also weather, the wind, and the dryness of the vegetation.
The Elk Fire in Mariposa County, where a state of emergency has been declared, is now California's biggest fire this season. President Trump is going back to Washington and returning to the nation's capital on Tuesday, marking his first visit to the city since leaving office. Trump will deliver the keynote address at a summit held by the America First Policy Institute. AFPI's leaders have said the America First Agenda Summit will focus on the Republican Party's plans to combat inflation and improve the U.S. immigration system, if they can regain the House and Senate come November. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With some colleges in America outrageously priced, we can't forget going to college is great nourishment for the mind. But how about getting paid to go to school? A new Catholic college trade school in Ohio opening next year is going to be doing just that. Jacob Ebaum from the College of St. Joseph the Worker on Fox News.
What's a good alternative? And so our minds went to the skilled trades, not only because Jesus Christ came down and served most years of his life at a carpenter's bench. And so there's something actually quite fitting about a Catholic school recognizing the humanity in the trades, but also the fact that these are financially robust careers and the fact that someone gets paid to train in them. So we began to set a model together to see if we could ensure that a student would graduate financially net positive instead of up to their eyeballs in debt.
A meteor that lit up the sky over Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas set off a sonic boom Sunday night in Texas. People in the towns between Austin and Houston reported hearing what sounded like a loud explosion. Security cameras in Austin, Dallas, Texas, and San Antonio recorded the fireball racing across the sky. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's a lady who lost her hair because she had a brain tumor. Her son grew out his own hair and cut it to make a wig for
her. Isn't that sweet?
Melanie Shaha of Arizona started having dull headaches. Doctors concluded they were symptoms of a benign brain tumor. And so her son grows his hair. And it's kind of neat.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
There's something about this song. It sends me into the best place. You can crack it up, James, will you?
Dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, be silly chums. Just burst your lips and whistle, that's the thing.
Always look on the bright side of life. Ba-dum. You ever heard this song before, Jay?
I recognize it now, yeah.
Eric Idle from, and that, this is one of the cleanest versions of it. There's something of he from Monty Python. I had him on the air one morning. I was in Los Angeles, and I was using a studio in downtown Santa Monica to do the program. And he happened to be entertaining at a club down the street. And the promoter knew that I, for some reason or another, I don't know how, but he knew I was doing the radio program. And I started it at 2 o'clock in the morning, Los Angeles time. So he said to me, would you like to have Eric Idle come and be on the program with you? I said, sure, that'd be great. So he came up into the studio, brought his guitar, and he spent an hour with me, half of which had to be edited, because every other word out of his mouth was some profanity or something that just, you know, he's known for that. And he's got this sweet smile and sweet disposition and wonderful demeanor, and yet every other word out of his mouth is something that you can't put on the air. And so I said, can you, he's got his guitar and he's singing some of the songs, and I said, can you slur through some, this was during a break, I said, can you try to slur through some of the profanity so we don't have to dump it? And he looked at me with that, he had his, raised his eyebrow, and he said, Mon, that's me. Something along that line, anyway. That's just me. That's just me being me, Mon. And so, anyway, whenever I am in a dumpy mood, I get that song out. So, James, keep it handy, because we need to get people to get onto the bright side of life.
Yeah.
As much as possible. Yes, yep, right. It's great for your emotions to be happy. Do you know that? You'll be a lot healthier if you're happy. And one of the things that makes me happy is having people around me who are fun or happy or just successful like you. I feel very good around you. I love your company here and how you jump into stuff with me. You've learned how to sort of make it work. And you've had, what, a year or year and a half's practice? How long have you been doing this with me? I've forgotten, actually.
With you? Yeah, since January 4th, 2021.
Ah, she got it down. Good for you. Anyway, we have James Collins, who's our new guy in the new control room in Dallas, helping us move things along. And so in order to move things along, I kind of wanted to have a moment thinking about a difficult life and how people make things difficult for themselves. If you don't know how to control your emotions, if you don't know how to control, you know, we were talking about eating and being obese and stuff, that's just control. That's all it is control. And then people who drink too much, Hope Solo. Whenever I saw her, I wondered if she was related to Han Solo in some way, shape, or form. And of course, Han Solo.
In another world, far away.
Exactly.
Oh,
yes. Right. So she's a U.S. soccer star. She pled guilty to the charge of driving while intoxicated or impaired or whatever they say. She said it was the worst mistake of her life. She was arrested in North Carolina last March. Charges of suspicion of driving while intoxicated. But she resisted arrest. And that's what made her.
But that makes sense, because if she was intoxicated, inhibitions are down. And depending on what kind of drunk person you are and what you've been drinking, we've always heard those things of some people are jolly drunks or some people just can't handle their rum. It makes them mean or something. Who is it? Reese Witherspoon, who is like America's sweetheart. She was arrested when her husband was pulled over for driving while drunk, and she was intoxicated too, and she was being combative with police officers.
I didn't remember that, really.
Yeah, this was a while ago, and again, she, America's sweetheart, but she was under the influence, and her inhibitions went down, and she was throwing around the whole, like, do you know who I am kind of situation?
Mm-hmm, yeah, right. Well, that's not a good, that's never a good.
It's never cute. It's,
no, uh-uh. So the trial of Alex Jones is taking place this week. You know who Alex Jones is, do you not? Hey, audience
there
knows.
There are so many names in the news. I feel like they are all running together in my brain at this moment.
Alex Jones is
COVID.
Alex Jones is a talk radio host. He does a program that's heard on some of these stations called InfoWars.
He was the school shooting defamation.
Yep. He spread a conspiracy theory claiming that Sandy Hook was a hoax. So the parents sued him, and there is a lot at stake here, not only for talk radio, for him, to a point, I guess. The outcome of the case will determine how much money he has to pay in damages to the families of the children who were killed in what was the worst mass shooting at an elementary school in the history of our country, to that point anyway. So anyway, there are three trials. Two of them are in Austin, where he is headquartered. One of them is in Connecticut, where the shooting took place. There has been back and forth with the lawyers. There have been delays, that sort of thing. He's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and he's got a bunch of companies that all are bankrupt now, and that's so he doesn't have to pay, I guess, what these 26 families want from him. I find it, I don't know Alex personally. I've never liked what he did on the air, and I have a right to say that, as anybody else, the people who love the guy. It's kind of like what we're experiencing, though, with others who are being discredited. And I almost put Trump into the same category, although there's a difference, but yet there's a similarity here, in my mind anyway. And there are people who are listening to me right now who are saying, Doug, don't go there. don't do that. Don't go there. Why? Why shouldn't I go there? I have very strong feelings, as do some, most of you, one way or another, whether it's about Trump, whether it's about Alex Jones, whether it's about Spenny, whatever it is, if you have no passion in your life and you don't have the ability to express it, there's something wrong with the system in which we are living. And frankly, there is something wrong with the system in which we are living. And those of us who are concerned about it, who would like to help and do something about it, give people the opportunity, the vox populi way of dealing with these things is to let people express themselves. Whether it's me as a host or whether it's you using social media or our new phone line that we're going to have so people can express themselves, it's good to be able to express yourself. And, you know, when we criticize social media because of some of the things that are said, it's not so much what's said, it's how it's said. And that may apply to Alex Jones, Frank, or to Trump. I know with me it applies to Trump, because I think Trump did some miraculously, marvelously good things. But because he's so difficult, he makes people so uncomfortable. And that's what Alex Jones, in effect, did. I don't know what triggers these things with people. I don't know why people do what they do. I know why I do what I do, because I think that the things that I'm talking about are important. And enough people agree with me because we're adding a radio station every day to our list because of some program changes at another network. And so kind of all of these things have collided together. I wish the transition from Radio America had been smoother to USA, but it isn't and it wasn't. So we move on. But when I see things, and one of the reasons that people wonder, well, should we take Doug? Because he sometimes goes off the rails with stuff. I go off the rails, but I don't do what Alex Jones did. I don't do what Trump did. I have my own way of expressing. So does that mean Jones is wrong or Trump is wrong? No. Not for them. They have the right to express themselves. But by the same token, they get it in the neck for people interpreting what they say the way they interpret it. So you have a right to say what you say and to express yourself. Trump is now feeling the pain of his expressions around January 6th. It's a culmination of his entire life of kind of being a bully.
Well,
and Alex Jones,
to Doug, what you were saying, and you've been saying in the school system, stop teaching people what to think, teach people how to think.
Thank you.
And therefore people can form their own opinions and not be so deterred one way or another by hearing somebody else's opinions. We should be able to disagree opinion-based, but not have
disagree
all of this
without
stuff.
Being disagreeable.
Yes.
That's kind of the bottom line. Anyway, I had a thought about, I kind of got off on a tangent, but I was thinking back about Hope Solo and how she was so, whatever was going on in her life, what would make her get so drunk that she's driving with her children in the car, she pulls into a parking lot and basically, what did you lose when you are so drunk you just pass out? Right. Two children in the car. And that's really what they got her on, was that. That was what was very difficult to kind of swallow. So, anyway, but she seems like an intelligent lady. What was going on? Why was she so upset? Do you know what? I never got that out of the story. She had a blood level was way over the limit.
Well, the fact that she had enough that she did pass out, which also makes you wonder, did she black out? Was she black out drunk? Did she even know that she was driving with her children? Was she at that moment where she was so drunk she felt like she was sober again? Or is she an alcoholic and a high-functioning alcoholic?
Maybe that's it. She's had problems. Like, she went to rehab for a while, and that's why they only gave her a 30-day sentence, and they gave her a $2,500 fine. She's going to go back into substance abuse assessment, that sort of thing. What is that? She looks like she really is someone to reckon with. She's accomplished great things.
Mistakes and addiction is so real.
Right. Yep. So something to, some food for thought. All right. Let me do this whole business. Today we've been focused, at least in part, on some rather strange things that are going on around us. And that whole business, that segment that basically came from the info that's in USA Today about now accepting people for being fat. What does that mean? Let's accept everybody for who they are, what they are? Yeah, but that doesn't mean...
I thought it was more about accepting ourselves.
Yeah, maybe it is. But the other side of the coin is that it's not up to me to tell you to be healthy. I can tell you how to approach it if, in fact, you want to do something about it. And that's where we come in with Calitrin, the healthy way, the right way to lose weight, more importantly, to keep it off. That's the message here. That's why people choose Calitrin, because it's healthy. And it's healthy for you to lose the weight and to keep it off if you decide that's what you want to do. There's a lot of pressure. People are kind of mean, and they say things about folks who are overweight. And I get that. I don't think it's good. I don't go around telling people you're fat, so you ought to lose weight. I guess unless I go to Best Buy and see those fat, slobby 30-year-old guys who are working there, and then I then I have something to say about it. So anyway, the point is, if you've decided that you want to do something and you want to work hard at keeping the weight off, then go to toploss.com. That's all you have to do. Go to toploss.com. Check out the stories of all the people who've been successful. This company's been in business for 25 years, so you know they have the right product, right price, whole thing all together. When you check out after you decide, yep, I'm going to do what Doug suggests, use Doug in the checkout box. You get the Dog Days of Summer Sale deal and free shipping. That's all at toploss.com for Calitrin.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know, there's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know, a basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage for Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at TreatCOVID19.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, 53 past the hour. Yes, they are doing another Beverly Hills Cop. Right, isn't that in the works, Jay? I think it is. Chucker's not here with us today.
That would be fantastic.
I'm pretty sure that he said that there is a that they got Eddie Murphy to agree to the script and that they're either they've already started shooting it or they're preparing to shoot it for release at Christmas 2023.
Oh, that would be great. I'm a fan of the third one. You know how there's always, there's multiple in the series.
Yeah, the second one was not
the first one, you know, nothing compares to the first one.
Yeah.
I loved the third one.
Yeah. What, the, in the, it was in the
where they go
amusement
to the park.
Yeah, right, yeah. The second one was, the bad guys were so bad in the second one. That was kind of, I don't know, they were all interesting for their own reasons. You know, I talk about celebrities and movie stars and stuff. I don't understand at this point why Kate Moss would revisit a Calvin Klein shoot she did with Mark Wahlberg 30 years ago and talk about how he wasn't a very nice guy. 30 years ago.
That always comes up. Isn't that astounding?
Why?
There's always different interviews. There's, who is it, JoJo Siwa is talking about the rudest celebrity she's ever met is Candace Cameron Bure. And other people will talk about the worst experience they had. But then every now and then you get somebody who's really classy who will explain the experience, but they will never name the person.
Yeah, I
think
know.
Just because human nature, we're nosy. And now with social media, we have the ability to know more and get more, gain more insight.
But the assumption here is that this guy 40 or 30 years ago was someone. Is he the same person today?
Oh, seldom people are, yeah.
But in this way, I don't know. I just find it annoying, frankly. The only reason I brought it up is because I don't know much about Kate Moss. She certainly isn't as high profile as Wahlberg is. Is she taking a shot at him because she wants to be high profile? What's the point?
Well, and do you ever notice in a lot of these interviews, too, it's one interview, one conversation,
right,
but it's for a magazine that hasn't been put out yet. So there's little teases, and it's all of a sudden, oh, there's this comment or that comment. And it seems like there was an entire conversation regarding around one comment, and then you read the article more than just the subject title, and all of a sudden you realize it's really a whole lot to do about nothing.
Right. Disney developing a new musical comedy called Penelope, based on the fairy tale The Princess and the Pea. Wow, mattresses in this? Isn't that what The Princess and the Pea, she sleeps on the mattress?
Yeah, where she just can't get comfortable, and it's the prince who's testing, I believe it's
how do you make a movie out of that? How do you get 2 hours out of that? Somebody's got to be pretty clever to do that.
And it's going to be the backstory and the whole storyline, I'm sure. Yeah. There's always so much more to tell.
Bill Murray is replacing Steve Carell in Wes Anderson's Asteroid City because Carell's
Other way
COVID.
Around. Steve Carell.
Steve Carell is
replacing Bill Murray in Asteroid City, which is it's a stacked cast. You have just Jason Schwartzman, Scarlett Johansson, Tom Hanks.
What's the movie about? What is this? What's the significance of the title, Asteroid City? Is this futuristic or
It's supposed to, kind of backwards. It's this fictional American desert town circa 1955, and it's Junior Stargazer Convention, and these people come together. It's supposed to be comedy and drama and romance and all of the things. It's the scholarly competition of people from across the country all getting together in this area. But yes, Bill Murray ended up getting COVID, and he had to bow out, so he was replaced.
Jeffrey Wright, Tilda Swinton, Bryan Cranston, Ed Norton, Lee Schreiber.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie, Willem Dafoe. It's like super stacked.
Jeff Goldblum. All right, so that's that story. The fact that Tom Cruise is the most recognizable actor in the world and a star makes this news, I suppose. He lives in London, loves England, but doesn't have a home. He lives in a hotel. Isn't that kind of, when you think about Tom Cruise lives in a hotel? But he says he's looking for a house.
Yeah, if you are traveling so much, why even bother having a mainstay house? Hop around.
Yeah, some people do it. Richard Branson was doing it for a while. Anyway, go ahead.
Isn't Elon Musk, didn't he say something like that? Like, he basically stays in
hotels. Yeah, I think you're right.
He's a couch hopper. He'll stay with friends.
Right. Yeah, that's right, too. He is. Anyway, so Cruz is looking for a house in London. All right, that's the story. 59 past the hour. Movie Moments on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.